No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Ed, how are you?
I'm feeling good. How are you, Greg?
I'm great, man. Second show of 2015, and we're going to kick it off with a bang. And actually, Keith is not with us right now, but hopefully he'll join us before we finish up today's flight plan. You think?
I hope that is the plan. Yeah.
Whether we execute it, time will tell.
Yeah.
But we have someone who's going to fill in as role as flight instructor. As she gets ready to, fly around the world or something. And I'm talking about Abington from the Abington Watch Company. She makes these watches for women, but she is on Just Plain Radio right now. Abington, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Greg. How are you?
I am good. Now, I'm not as good as you because you are getting ready to deliver a plane as part of your many aviation duties as a super flyer, instructor, super, I don't even know. You got to come up with some kind of crazy new title for all the crazy stuff you do. You hear what I'm saying, Abington?
How about, just don't call me Amelia. Amelia Earhart.
Bad analogy.
Not on this trip.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing something similar to what she did, almost, aren't you? You're flying all probably just about half as far as she did. Is that right?
Yeah, I am. A little further, in fact. I'm going to be departing the Santa Barbara area in California tomorrow morning, bright and early, about 4 o'clock, maybe 5 if I can. And I'll be taking a Bonanza with external tanks to Hawaii and then American Samoa. And then Gold Coast in Australia and then Darwin in Australia at the north end. And then final destination is Surabaya in Indonesia. So it should take about a week.
Okay, so you're going to end up where they're looking for this wreckage from the airplane. You're going to be right there. That's where you plan to end, huh?
I'll be looking
too. So plan to land. Well, end is a bad end.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's more of really an Earhart type nonsense we're trying to avoid. But yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool gig what you got going on. That's going to be quite an adventure.
How long's the leg to Hawaii? Is that the longest leg?
That's going to be the longest one, and we don't have great winds. We have an overall wind component of -3, so a 3-knot headwind for the whole duration. It's about just shy of 2,200 nautical miles, and I will probably do it in about 14 hours.
Okay. Let's back up, because I am a pilot in training still, and when you say you have a -3 headwind, that means what exactly? Like you're going in reverse?
No, like you want to calculate your wind component, right?
Right.
So are you flying into a headwind or are you flying with tailwinds? And we've been watching the weather every day, but when you go over an entire, like a section that's 2,200 nautical miles, your winds are going to change at various points along that route.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to, you can get this from your, from the NOAA, the weather briefing websites. They have Honolulu or Hawaii charts and Hawaii weather briefings. And so our overall wind component for tomorrow's launch is -03.
Uh-huh.
Today, it was -06. So we didn't want to leave today, but it seems like the winds are getting better. And then actually on Saturday, it's going to be overall tailwinds of about 6 knots. So we unfortunately can't hold up the client that long, but so we'll depart tomorrow and we'll have plenty of time. These Bonanzas fly for 18 hours with these tanks in them, so 14 hours is no big deal.
That's more than the standard wingtip tanks, I would say. Is there any fuselage tanks as well?
We do in-air refueling.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Man, you had us. That's bad. I can understand you getting Greg, but I thought for a second.
Sucker! Yeah, no, that was impressive. Yeah. Yeah. You know, nothing would surprise me when we're talking to Abington.
Yeah.
Because she really has done it all in that regard. But, okay, so that was a little bit overboard. So, I mean, these are just bigger fuel tanks than what you're typically familiar with, Ed. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, the Bonanza exactly has, like 87 is, I think, is the normal usable fuel on an A36.
These, when I was looking over the POH, they're 74 gallons with the wings. And then I've got three external tanks that sit inside the cockpit with me. So we ship all the seats to the final destination. We take all those out of the plane. And I've got a 30 gallon tank next to me, which is equivalent to a 180 pound guy or girl.
Right.
And then I've got two tanks behind me, which are both at about 80 gallons apiece.
Okay, wait a minute. So, you're flying around in this Bonanza solo, and you're surrounded by fuel.
Yep. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's what I figured it had to be. It had to be in fuselage tanks like that. They're in the cabin with you.
Yeah, the fumes not gonna get to you at all. And that way they're sealed up real nice and neat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Real nice.
And this is definitely a non-smoking flight, correct?
That is affirmative.
Uh-huh. Well, and you're doing this with three other pilots, so there's four planes being flown halfway around the world type of thing?
It's kind of cool. There's four Bonanzas that are going to Indonesia, and then a DA-42, a Diamond Twin Star, is going to Beijing. So for the first leg to Hawaii, we're going to have a flight of five, which is really cool. Yeah.
Nice. So it'll be like your own little, I don't know, what would that be? Crew?
Formation.
Are you going to fly in formation? Can you do that as well or no?
It'll be a loose formation, but I'm sure we're going to, we've got our GoPros with us and stuff, so we'll be taking some nice photography while we're cruising out over the ocean.
Sweet.
So,
what are you looking forward to most on this journey, you think, Abington?
Probably a new place. I did 7 ferry trips last year, and when it comes to flying, yes, I am a flight instructor, and, I've done a lot of things in aviation, but I love ferry flying, and I love seeing new places. Last year I did 7 trips and visited 5 new countries, and this year my New Year's resolution was to visit 10 new countries, so I'm already knocking off 2 with this trip, which is pretty cool.
Now, do you get to stop in Hawaii? That'll be one of the fuel stops, or no?
It
will
be.
Yeah, so you'll be able to hang out there, do a luau, eat a pig, that kind of thing, or whatever else they do in Hawaii, do the hula, and then hop in your plane and head off to the next thing?
Exactly.
Nice. So, so the two new countries you're going to visit are what?
Australia and Indonesia.
Ah, you haven't been to Australia.
I kind of have, but I really don't count going to Australia. My very first ferry trip, I delivered an airplane to Melbourne. And from, the time I dropped the plane off to the time I was at the airport, it was, I think 3 hours.
Wow.
So I haven't seen Australia. Yeah, no, I don't count that one. So this time I'm going to be spending, 4 days there.
That 3 hours is long enough to get into the airport restroom and see that the water spins the opposite direction.
It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
It's totally, yeah, nope.
I thought I saw that. I thought that was the truth.
That's one
of those urban legends that someone told me that I just bought hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
I bought it too. That was the first thing I did when I went to Australia.
Of course, we all did. But anyway, all right. Well, that sounds like quite an adventure, and I'm definitely envious. You're going to be traveling here for a couple weeks, and hopefully we'll get a report from you once you get back. And by the way, when you end up there and where all this stuff is going on right now, are you plan to do any investigative reporting on your own or see what's going on? Is that even on your radar in that regard, do you think, or what?
It's probably going to be so restrictive, and when you're over in another country, you really have to be a guest. So I'll be as respectful as possible because it's such a sensitive topic right now, and there's so many families that lost loved ones that I will remain a respectful guest in their country and be grateful that I'm there, but I probably won't be prying or anything. I just, I don't know if that's going to be appropriate at all.
Yeah, and you're flying back just on a domestic carrier, I guess. Right? Is it just coach, or do you get to fly first class, or are they going to put you next to a fuel tank or something on the way back, or just to make you feel at home?
They can stash me in cargo. That'll be fine. But you can follow me as well. I'll have my DeLorme with me, so I'll be posting up each each flight I do, I post up a contest for everybody that's friends and followers on my page. And it's a contest. You have to send me responses because I can get emails and texts throughout my flights with my DeLorme. So you gotta, I've had some great contests, like, you know, tell me your funniest joke, give me your greatest water story, as long as it's positive, you know, what should I eat when I land at this place, or what should I do when I land in Hawaii,
so you're just asking,
whoever has the best idea.
Everybody online to just help you stay awake. Is basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know, you don't have a co-pilot per se. You got to have something to occupy your time. That sounds like quite fun. I got a few jokes I could send her away. That probably.
Well, you got to wait till you send my contest is tomorrow. It might not be the joke thing.
Okay.
This is my first one for the year. Fairy contest number 37 or something.
I don't know.
Like
I may have to send her a joke or two anyway. Something dirty.
That'll be fine.
Yeah. Something that'll just make her deviate her flight plan just for my own amusement. All right. More coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That's the spirit. Keep them flying.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away.
Hey! This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. Abington is on the line with us right now. She's getting ready to head out to Micronesia. No, wait, where is it at again?
Indonesia.
It was one of those
Now, what's the difference?
One of those Nisias.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Micronesia, Indonesia.
Well, one's smaller.
Polynesia.
Obviously, one's micro. Come on, Ed. Use your brain for once, will you? Yeah. Anyway, she's getting ready to deliver some barons to that part
bonanzas.
Of the world. Right. Well, it started with a B. What do you want from me? Come on. Seriously. Anyway.
Consistency. Well, no, you are consistent. Never mind.
That's true. consistently
off.
Wrong. anyway, it is an impressive thing that you're doing. And, you know, we wish you the best. And yeah, we'll send you a joke or two or find out what your contest is. And people can connect to you through this, through your Facebook or your blog or both or what, Abington. Let's get that out there.
It's just the Facebook because I use the DeLorme. So the DeLorme you can attach to a Facebook or a Twitter account. I don't have a Twitter account, so I just attach it to my Facebook. So if you follow me or friend me and I have time to accept your friend request before I depart in the morning tomorrow, then that's where you'll see the posts.
And just so I'm clear, a DeLorme is one of those things when it gets to 88 miles per hour, it goes into the future. Something like that,
that's
right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
yep.
I don't know. Evidently, it works with Facebook now, too, so that's pretty cool. Okay, now a couple other things been going on with Abington. One in particular was created quite a stir over the last couple weeks online because of an article that showed up. Well, I don't know. Was it which magazine for AOPA was it there, Abington? Which one?
It was the Pilot Magazine.
Okay, Pilot Magazine, and they do good work, but there was an article they wrote about growing aviation and watches got brought up or something, and you were a little miffed that not only your watches were overlooked, but the fact that women in aviation, you kind of felt that they had kind of missed the mark on this article. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I always think that in aviation, wherever there's an opportunity to promote getting more people in, I think, you know, all the major organizations like AOPA, which I've been a member of for a long time and love them dearly, I think they just missed an opportunity where they could have really promoted women in aviation. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw what you wrote. I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey, this is going to ruffle a few feathers. And but you know what? I thought, hey, she has a valid gripe. She was overlooked. I mean, they did an article on watches and didn't mention, you know, these watches that Abington has done for women aviators. She's done quite well with it.
Yeah.
By the way, quite impressive business you put together there, Abington, and I could understand your frustration with that. And what was kind of cool about it is once you put it out online, sure enough, Tom Haines replied pretty quickly, didn't he?
Oh yeah, and Tom is great. I mean, he's acted as such a leader within the AOPA organization for so long, and he put out a response as the editor in chief within 24 hours of my blog post, and that's where I posted it, was my blog.
Yeah,
and which was abingdonwelch.wordpress.com. And he apologized and said it was an oversight. And he just put it out there. I mean, he was like, yeah, totally. And I replied as well to him and, you know, just thanked him for listening to an AOPA member. So all in all, I think it's really good. You know, AOPA has always been the largest advocacy group for all of us pilots. So I think it's great when we can give valid criticism and get great feedback from them. So I thought it was all good.
Yeah, I did too, because, I think it was a valid gripe or you're frustrated, which I could totally get, you know, when you're running a business like that and you've done all this, you've had some success.
You know, even not just from the business side of it, Greg, you know, that women in aviation, I mean, there's a whole organization, Women in Aviation, but, you know, mm-hmm. that it has for years been an old boys club, and that's one of the things this industry just needs to change. We got some great female pilots.
Well, you know, and I don't believe there's a lot of guys, even in part of the old boys network or whatever you want to call it, that would have a problem with having more women in aviation. You hear what I'm saying? It works on all levels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Ed? Mm-hmm. Ed knows what he's looking at me right now like, really, Greg? You're going to go there?
You know, it's funny, actually, when I talk to high schools, one of the things that I'll kind of joke about, but it actually gets the high school girls' interests more when I talk about being a pilot, because my sister's 16, so I've gone to her career day. She doesn't really want our mom to go because mom does a boring office job and
right.
Sister's a pilot. So,
yeah.
I always come in and talk to the kids about what I do. And whenever I say, you know, and I mean, women, you know, us girls, we're such a low percentage of the industry. We need more of you guys. But if you want to, you know, find a good guy, you got 97 or 93% guys. In
Increase your odds. There you go. Okay. Well, you can look at it from that standpoint as well. See, but I don't think you'd have a gripe from many of the guys. I really don't think that there's any effort to keep women out of aviation. It just, for whatever reason, it hasn't. I don't know. It hadn't been promoted properly to them, or maybe they don't realize that.
Well, I know that
it's as accessible as it should be.
When we have a female customer come in, that they sell themselves short. I can't do this. Well, yeah, you can. And Maggie's great about that. That she takes them under her wing and says, you know, hey, I did it. You can do it.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maggie would fly rings around me big time. Well, easily. Abington would. And by the way, she is actually kind of short. You know, so she doesn't sell herself short. She just happens to be a little short, but that doesn't keep her from being a great pilot.
No.
You know, and you know, it impresses the crap out of me. You know what Abington does, what Maggie has done, and yeah, we need more women in aviation from that standpoint. It only make the aviation the business much more fun.
Yeah,
to be around. Well, I know. You know, I don't really like hanging around a bunch of dudes anyway. You hear what I'm saying, Abington?
I kind of get tired sometimes. I'm just saying. I could use a little more estrogen.
Yes. Okay. Well, there you go. See, it works on both sides. So we're bringing the sexes together. That's what we want to do here.
I love my guys, though. Yeah, I'm going to have a great... Totally. And this flight that I'm doing, I'm traveling off to Indonesia with four guys.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an absolute blast. So I'm really looking forward to the last time we had five planes go at the same time. It was two girls and three guys.
Yeah.
And that was a heck of a lot of fun. So I'm thinking this will be fun, too.
It will be. I look forward to getting a full report and sending you a few, you know, texts or something over your DeLorean, and we'll make
not
some
DeLorean.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Hey, you're lucky he gets your name right. Remember that.
How could I forget Abington, though? Abington Welch. There you go. And you can look her up online or go to the AbingtonCO.com website for her watches. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm going to fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're going to fly high without fear, you're going to have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you got to learn to use those wings. Can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed. Now, Captain Keith has informed us that he is not going to join us for today's flight.
Slacker.
Because he said, yeah, look, you're talking to Abington. I don't have time for you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'll deal with you next week. And I was like, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, I'll bring in the A-team. And that would be Captain Clay, who's on the line with us right now. Clay, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. So Keith had something important to do, huh?
Yeah.
Evidently. He's probably having dinner.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Ed is, you know, they eat at weird times, these pilots. So what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Clay, how are you, man? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I'm doing good. You know, something interesting to say. I met a guy out at the airport today, and we took a look at my old Cherokee 235, and he might be buying it.
Really?
Excellent.
Yeah. So you might be able to make a few bucks finally or get the return on this.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that Ed might have some feedback on is that he is a brand new pilot. In fact, he hasn't even flown yet.
Oh, wow.
So he is buying the 235 to learn to fly in.
Well, you know, that's not a bad airplane to learn in. I mean, especially if it's always going to fly around in afterwards. Cherokees are straightforward. It's a straight leg airplane. There's no retraction of gears on that one, and the horsepower is perfect for that airframe.
Yeah, and well, I know for a fact that Clay tried to talk me into buying his airplane. He brought it up several times.
And I'm sure he tried to talk you into giving it to him, didn't he, Clay?
But there was an issue.
yes, he did.
There was this issue of money that I was like, you're going to give me the plane to learn to fly in? That's awesome. And then he...
First, you got to find an instructor that's willing to fly with you.
Well, that's true.
I'll still fly with them.
Will you? Okay. Yeah. You know, Keith won't even hang with us anymore. So I just barely got Ed in the studio.
Believe me, he wants to be here more than you can imagine.
Oh, okay.
He's ready to be working out of Orlando again.
Well, that's true. Yeah, he's in St. Louis doing some flight training, instruction in that part of the country. All right, hold the line there, Clay. And we got Ed here as well. We got a full crew, kind of. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
Night by night, away from here. Change my life again. Night by night, goodbye, my dear. Ship is a-coming, I'm a-just a-betraying.
All right, so before Rush... I was playing Fly By Night. Ed, I don't know if you recognize that, but that was Tom Cruise from Top Gun, your favorite movie of all time,
yes,
right?
Yes, I recognize.
Yeah, I figured you did. But did you know that over the holidays, he was over in the Cayman Islands learning to scuba dive?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he showed up at in a dive class off of Grand Cayman, supposedly, as he was having some downtime in between, getting ready or in between shooting for the next Mission Impossible movie, supposedly. And there's some underwater scenes is what is being reported that he was doing some training for. So when he got underwater, he actually looked like he knew what he was doing. Yeah. Now, I would assume he's done the same for his flying when he did the Top Gun stuff, I guess, right?
Well, actually, I heard a story that he tried to learn how to fly, you know, after or during the Top Gun,
and he never got a certificate. See,
no,
we have
no,
that
no,
in common.
No.
He couldn't reach the pedals.
Yeah, exactly. He has since tackled that goal, and yeah, he owns a P-51 Mustang.
Well,
so
okay,
he beat the hell out of you.
Well, no, it took him a few years, though.
Took him a few years.
Yeah,
yes.
See, I'm still I still got time on him, and I'm a dive instructor, so I'm really way ahead of Tom Cruise at this point.
Okay.
Even though he's vacationing in the Caymans and I'm not, and that sounds quite appealing, actually. It'd been nice to spend Christmas in the Caribbean like Mr. Cruise did, evidently. But I don't know. I got time to make it happen. It's my New Year's resolution to make it happen. 2015 will be my year.
All right.
Not necessarily in Clay's airplane, but in some airplane that we find that doesn't have much value anymore, that somebody's going to be willing to let me fly it and deal with it accordingly. But I digress. Let's talk about more positive things. I mean, you were flying on New Year's Day. Is that what I saw on Facebook, Clay?
Yep. I went up on New Year's Day. I took the 235 out for a spin and had a good time. Actually, just went up for about an hour or so, headed a little bit west of town here out into... Oh, Alcova Reservoir, Pathfinder Reservoir, if anybody listening is familiar with the Casper, Wyoming area. And a nice low-level flight, and I had a good time.
That must
be nice.
It's
such a
fun
airplane to fly. I mean, the Saratoga is wonderful. You know, it's spacious and comfortable and fast and relatively speaking, and it does a lot of things well. It's a real comfortable, plane for the majority of the flying that I do, but just doing low-level flights out in the boonies and dinking around, the 235 is wonderful for that.
Well, I'm hip, and that has to be way more fun than going to the movies on Christmas Day or New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what did you do, Ed? Did you have a lot of people there at the flight school that want to come over and do some training on over the holiday there?
Oh, yeah. We actually get busier around the holidays because everybody's off work and they want to get extra lessons in.
Right.
So that, and we got runners wanting to take the airplanes. They got little trips planned.
Get anybody who said, "Hey, I got a new plane was under my Christmas tree. Let's go fly it."
Yeah,
did
well,
you get any of those?
Well, Dr. Dave that flew up to St. Simon's with us, he's got his airplane now, and he wanted to have his training done so he could take his family flying on Christmas Day, and he took his mother and his grandmother flying Christmas Day.
He didn't call me. I thought he was going to call.
You can't remember his name.
Call him Doug. Well, it started with a D. What do these people want, Clay? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. They get pretty picky.
Yeah.
Really, you know, I think everybody's New Year's resolution ought to be give Greg a break when it comes to, you know, I lost too many brain cells.
I'll make that resolution, and like most resolutions, I think it'll probably fail within the first 2 or 3 weeks.
True. Well, you give it that long, do you?
Yeah. Well, I don't. You're going to be going on a cruise here for part of it, so I figure I could make it past that.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Now, and you're actually, I'm cruising here in a couple weeks, and I'm heading down to Grand Turk. And it looks like, I don't know, Clay, you were telling me the other day that you might actually be down there the same day that I have a little cruise ship stop in Provo, which is about 90 miles away from Grand Turk. It's part of the same country, right?
Turk? Yeah, part of the same country. I'll be, I'm headed back down to Florida probably a week from Sunday or Monday, and headed back out to the Turks and Caicos to deliver some parts and do some running around. So I'll be down in relatively warm weather again.
Yeah, you know, when you say that you have to fly to the Turks and Caicos to deliver parts, it sounds like work.
Yeah, but, it really is.
But that's
horrible.
Just code for, man, don't you wish you were me? Really? That's my
You know,
gig.
The fun thing about it is my plane does about 165 knots or so.
Yeah.
Which is not, you know, barn burner speeds, but it's a good cross-country airplane. And I just for fun took a look at the flight down to Fort Pierce from Casper, Wyoming the other night. And this time, unlike the last time, looked like I'd have close to 50-knot tailwinds the entire way. So I could do it just a little over 7 hours.
Wow.
So were you tempted to hop in the plane? Like, hey, let's go do this. I mean, evidently,
I was tempted, but it needs an oil change. The last time, actually, you know, this time of year, because I did the trip in middle of December, and you can pretty reliably count on tailwinds going eastbound in the winter, and pretty good ones. I had headwinds the whole way to Florida.
Well, there
I
you go.
Believe it.
I get that every time I fly. I can take a flight in the morning to Atlanta, have headwinds, and come back in the afternoon and have headwinds.
Well, you know, I saw a post from Jimmy Buffett this week, and you know he does his own Facebooking. He's very much, yeah, right. But anyway, one of his peeps had a picture of him sitting on a bench in Key West because evidently he flew the crew down, or they said, hey, it's too cold everywhere else in the country. Let's fly down to Key West. And they hung out in Key West for a few days to avoid the latest cold front and that kind of thing. And when you're a private pilot and you see that kind of weather report, you're like, hey, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you went flying on New Year's Day, Clay, was it kind of a spur of the moment type of plan? You got up that day and like, hey, I ain't doing nothing. Let me go take the plane out. It's a beautiful day.
Yep, pretty much. And there's a lot of places around here that are a very long drive and a very quick flight. So it's a nice way to get around.
Nice. Well, I do envy you for sure. And
well, you know what? It's funny because you were talking about Key West, and I was down there a couple of weeks ago, just before Christmas, and had some stuff to do down in Key West and a meeting down there. And you know, obviously as pilots, we get to do this quite a bit, and it gets to be a little bit old hat after a while. But I flew down to Key West in the afternoon, and you know, got done what we had to do. And so we took off about 9 o'clock that night, flying back from Key West to Miami, and it was just to Fort Lauderdale. And it was just a beautiful, clear night. And that was one of those flights where you could see, you know, the Keys stretched out before you. You could see the lights of Miami. You could see absolutely everything. We were up, I think it was about 8,000 feet over Miami to top over the Class Bravo there. And that was one of those flights where I went to, you know, looked at the guy who was traveling with me, who's also a pilot, and said, you know, this is pretty special that we're able to do this.
Absolutely.
This is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is on my list for sure. And actually, that's one of the travel routes I want to do on my flight certificate, my check rides and things. Or I want to fly down to Marathon Airport. We got a new radio station down there, so there's my excuse for coming down there.
So you can make there it a business expense.
Absolutely.
So you mean you'd pay for the flight?
I can fly down there to Marathon and meet with the radio station folks. And the cool thing is that, you know, the station's carrying our show down there now, and it beams out to not only all throughout the Florida Keys, but to Cuba. So right now we're talking to our friends in Cuba right now as well. Because the signal gets that far out there.
Cool.
So when we're flying down there and doing our show,
talking about all this, you know, freedom to fly that they don't have.
This is, well, it might be opening up soon. I don't know. Yeah, but we go down there and...
But they're very familiar with 1950s technology. Which well, is,
yeah. Which is, they can fix anything we fly.
Exactly.
They're flying the same thing. I mean, some of the planes we have are that old, probably. I don't know. That'd be interesting to find out what's going on in Cuba as far as the aviation
I don't believe
community.
There is general aviation in Cuba.
You don't think they got private planes at all?
I mean, China's just now doing it, so I don't think Cuba's doing it.
All right. What about flying from, what if we flew down there where Cruz was hanging out for their Christmas, down to Grand Cayman? How bad of a flight would that be? Would that be
easy? The best
That's
way
not
to
bad
do
at
it.
All. You can get overflight permits over Cuba.
Yeah, you do an overflight of Cuba. And those people that run that dive organization that have the 206 that come up and train with me, they do it all the time.
Well, that's why, actually, I was talking to some of our friends, my diving friends there in Grand Cayman, and they're interested in maybe having us come out in September.
Ooh, cool.
So I said, hey, I know some pilots. We could just fly in there. But from the, we'd have to stop probably in Key West, you think? Or would we go
Well, they get in the 206, they make it nonstop. Orlando, Grand Cayman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what have
and
you done
It's just
that?
Two of them, but then they've got the Flint tanks on it.
Ah, got it. So it'd probably be more feasible at least to head out from South Florida if you pick up some fuel there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you done that, Clay?
No, I haven't gone to Cayman as of yet. I think on the way back, though, Ed, wouldn't you have to stop in Miami to clear customs?
You got customs right there at Executive. You can get the overflight permit and just go straight into Executive.
All right. I think we got something we're adding to the list for 2015.
Okay.
More coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You gonna ride shotgun with me, help me fly?
That's the plan.
Spread your wings and fly away. Fly away. Far away. Pull yourself together, cause you know you should do better. That's because you're
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed from Flight Training Professionals. FTPros.com is a website to go to and connect with Ed and Keith, who's not here today, but they can teach you how to fly and God knows what else. Also with us today, Captain Clay. who's been flying his plane out there in the skies of Wyoming, and God knows where he'll end up, down in the Caribbean here in the next few weeks. But he, you know, he's living the life that we all want to live, me included, eventually, once I get my certificate here in 2015. Now, I said that last year, but I mean it this time. Really? I do.
Okay.
You know, there's a few little news stories that I wanted to delve into. We, you know, some, you know, some activity's been happening this week, which is kind of cool. Technology in particular, and it'll be interesting to see what you guys think of this. But I don't know if you follow like these electronic stuff. I mean, you're kind of a geeky guy, Ed. You get the latest iPhone, and you're always surfing the web and you know, playing with your iPads and for flight and all that kind of stuff. Now, have you, you know, the new thing is you know, like applying electronics to like clothing and fabric and that type of stuff. Have you heard of this?
No.
They call it like a smart skin. What about you, Clay? Have you ever heard of such thing? Like a smart skin?
I have not.
You know, well, you know, have you seen those shirts that like dance to the music? That's like a T-shirt and lights up to the beat of the music. You've never seen those at the theme parks or anything? Where you guys?
Obviously, we're not nearly.
Obviously, we work for a living.
You need to get out of the cockpit and explore the world every now and then. Jeez, guys. Well, anyway, it's called Smart Skin. And it's basically, you know, putting electrodes or almost like turning a surface into a, like a TV screen kind of thing, or some kind of electronic coating. Mm-hmm. And it can be a something that fits over, you know, the surface, or is actually, you know, fitted over it like a fabric type of thing. But they're calling it a smart skin. Yeah. It has some electronic stuff to it. And they're, you know, they're using this stuff to monitor people. You know, it's real popular, for instance, in sports training. Like they can sit there and monitor your heartbeat, and it's just a fabric type of material. But they're talking about applying this to airplanes potentially. You know, giving a skin to an airfoil, and then you can actually see and track all the pressures and differentiations of airflow and stuff that are going over the wings. And would this make, you know, open up the door to be, you know, creating more efficient aircraft? What do you think of that?
I think that's pretty cool. I think that's a great use of that technology.
Yeah. I don't know, Clay. It could be the future. If nothing else, you know, you put a shark, you know, a smart skin on your airplane, and then it just like turns invisible. You know, like it maps out, and the underside of it turns to cloud design.
You're watching the Avengers, weren't you?
It's a stealth fighter. I'm telling you, they're already doing this stuff in the military. Probably, we just don't know.
It would be cool, and you know, it would be great for banner towing too.
The airplane is the banner.
Exactly. Yeah. See, so it's coming to a sky near you, I'm guessing, soon. So that's some new technology that I came across here last week or two. The other thing is, you know, aviators are starting younger and younger. And I don't know if you saw this story, Ed, but there's a 14-year-old kid at a West Houston airport who has started an airline or is starting an airline. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
He wants to create a pet-friendly airline. And evidently, he already has an airplane.
Okay.
So, I mean, has anyone ever done this? 14-year-old eighth grader, Lincoln Dow. You know, he still has a few years to go before he's legally able to hold a job. However, he's already based his first plane at West Houston Airport to carry pets, like dogs and cats, because he was a little frustrated that he couldn't get his dog, I guess, to a trip that he wanted to take him on. And it was like, hey, you know, there's a need here. I think I'm going to start a pet airline. Are there any pet airlines?
I wouldn't call it a pet airline, but there's one called, oh gosh, what's the name of it? Thoroughbred.
You know, it delivers a paws.
Pilots for paws. Usually pilots just donate their time in their airplane to transport dogs. But
yeah,
there is a charter operation, and it's, I don't know if it's based in Lexington, Kentucky, but I see the airplane in Lexington, Kentucky all the time, and it's a modified 727 that they haul racehorses around in.
Hmm. Okay, and that'd have to be a pretty big hauler then.
It
for,
is. I mean,
for a
727.
Yeah. Well, so he's going smaller with cats and dogs, I guess, but still. It's kind of crazy. 14-year-old boy, and he's starting an airline. It's like it's frustrating me. You hear what I'm saying?
He's an overachiever, unlike you.
Yeah, evidently he's making us old farts look bad. I guess is what it is. But
well, for every overachiever, there has to be an underachiever. Just
well,
to
true.
Things out.
I guess if you looked at it that way, I'm just trying to make him look good. Is that it?
Works for me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, next week we hope to connect with some folks from Angel Flight.
Oh, cool.
Have you already done some stuff with them?
Yeah.
I know.
But, you know, they sponsor the Airport 5K at Executive.
Ah, okay. That's what it was. Yeah. Well, we're going to have hopefully the CEO, and they're based out of Leesburg, Florida.
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But they're obviously...
Well,
that's
Angel Flight Southeast. It's one division of
them. Their division. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they got
been flying for... I fly for Angel Flight West on occasion. And excellent organization.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have the CEO on. They got a big thing they're doing at Sun and Fun this year.
Cool.
They're doing a raffle. We're going to tell you all about that, how you can be a part of it, support a great organization, and possibly be able to fly in, I think it's Aeroshell or one of those.
Aeroshell T6s?
Well, I don't know. One of those crazy airplane acrobatic things where they make you puke and you actually pay to get that to happen to you or something. You know, it's one of the things you got to mark off the list. You know,
Keith and I want to be in Fat Albert this year at Sun and Fun.
Fat Albert?
We want to fly Fat Albert.
Okay, and we'll leave it at that. Until next week, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.